producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just have something I need to, you know, quickly say. One of you emailed me, all right, because I guess, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And one of you said, asked why all these events are happening in Las Vegas. Couldn't the GOP find a less, quote, tacky place, unquote. Ooh, that made me mad. To have their events, such as debate, etc. All right, first and foremost, okay, stop. I need many of you guys, and it's not all your fault, okay? It's not all your fault, because I was looking at a lot of the media stories today talking about, you know, Las Vegas, and I'll tell you what I saw. Many of you guys are being inundated that Vegas, for those of you guys that don't live in Vegas, that it is quote-unquote tacky. And mind you, I've been to many, many cities in our beautiful country of ours, and I have seen way more quote-unquote tacky, okay? And I don't know what qualifies as tacky. Is it the, you know, the light shows? Is it the, you know, nudie ads? Hello?
Hi. I was going to say tacky to me always is cheap, and Vegas is anything but cheap.
I know. It's actually the other way. It's almost too expensive.
Yeah,
you know.
And they've got some of the greatest lighting design ever as a former lighting designer. Yes. Yes, that place.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm a fan.
I'm throwing in my 2 cents for you.
Yeah, I'm a fan. And you wonder what, even when it was, you know, back in the 80s, and there's some places around town, or like Laughlin, Nevada, that takes you back to like the 1980s, you know, where you actually have, you know, the older slot machines and the less expensive, you know, I kind of like that. It has a feel.
The retro, the steampunk vibe, kind of?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, but, you know, and it's, there's a cult, you know, the casino gambling type, it's a part of history. You know, it's, you know, some people may think, you know, something that, you know, came from the, I don't know, Zoot Suit era, or maybe before that, the 1920s era.
Zoot Suits. I want a Zoot Suit. That is on my list of things I need.
I love that. I just love even saying Zoot Suit.
Right?
That just to me sounds good. Well, I got really ticked off because, you know, she wrote that, and then there was this article talking about the hotel that Donald Trump was speaking at yesterday. They said that there's a cubic zirconium jewelry store as opposed to a regular jewelry store. Okay, I love cubic zirconia. I think that is cool. Why the hell spend, and who has, $5,000 or $10,000 on a real diamond when you could have something that still looks pretty? Because, again, I don't wear jewelry because I want to wear something with a lot of worth. I know that might have been an old school type of thing where, you know, jewelry was like certain commodities that you had or assets. For me, I lose everything, or I get robbed all the time. So things always get stolen. So I'm not going to have any fancy, expensive jewelry. In fact, I have no idea where my engagement ring is. I don't know where that is. Maybe it's locked away somewhere in a safe. Because I wear a lot of costume jewelry. That's just me. And it's not because I'm trying to be tacky. It's because I'm being practical. I lose my jewelry. I don't want to be a target for somebody wanting to rob me or mug me. People know that I always have less than $20 in my purse. My credit cards are maxed. And any jewelry I'm wearing is probably cubic zirconia. Yet, I'm reading in this one news outlet that they are ripping on where Donald Trump had his speech last night because it was a hotel that had cubic zirconia. They also talk about that there's a Pizza Hut instead of a five-star restaurant. The Westgate Hotel, where Donald Trump spoke, they have some fancy restaurants there. Yeah, there's a Pizza Hut for people, and all the power to them for offering something, and, you know, a little bit inexpensive. I mean, not all of Vegas has to be $150 dinners. for crying out loud. And so, you know, guys, look, Las Vegas is different now. Las Vegas is the entertainment capital, all right? So you want to see a show, you want to go and party, you want to be where, you know, a lot of headliners are. That's what Vegas is. And, yes, Jubilee is closing. Jubilee has been, I think, 35 years. It's been a very famous, you know, showgirl type of show where, you know, I understand showgirls are very scantily dressed and, you know, people used to come to Vegas to see boobies, but nowadays people can see boobies anywhere. You know, you don't have to leave Omaha, Nebraska to come to Las Vegas to see boobies. Okay, you don't have to do that. And that's all what people are coming to Vegas for, so it's changed. Okay? And yeah, maybe it might have, you know, been, you know, a little bit more raunchy, etc. But you know, seeing Jubilee, you know, close to me means we're starting to lose an era of what Vegas used to be. You had a lot of stars where Vegas helped make them and helped define them. Elvis, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., you know, Rat Pack, etc. You know, Vegas was of you know, a place where you could see these people live. I mean, how many of you, like Brad Garrett? Brad Garrett has a comedy club. You know how awesome it is to be a few feet away from Brad Garrett? And I got to meet him backstage, which was really even more awesome. But, you know, to have one-on-one, to have that type of exposure and access, you know, to stars is something that I would never, you know, even dream of. And so that's what's exciting. And so, yeah, if, you know, Vegas is a great venue, you know, for holding a debate and holding a rally, look, we don't charge like a lot of other places do. One of our industries is not gambling. One of our major industries is conventions because we don't really charge for parking. Or if there is any parking charges, it's really cheap. You know, valet is usually free. You know, the hotel rooms are inexpensive. Okay, you know, we are a place where you don't have to fly, you know, multiple hours at, you know, paying $600-$700 a flight and spend $200-$300 a night for a room. Yeah, some of the fancy hotels, yeah, but it's very doable. And being able to do a middle class vacation where you feel like a king and the rooms are big and the food is good, it makes Vegas, to me, one of the best places to visit. So I'm sorry if my cubic zirconia or my Pizza Hut, you know, favorite, you know, hotel out there is being ridiculed as not the most fanciest. Okay, it's down to earth. It's a great place. I'm a big fan of that hotel. I think they did a damn good job, had a great venue. And, I mean, I would love to see a city in this beautiful country of ours that doesn't have its tacky, you know, parts, okay? So take that nose down a couple notches. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you wanted me to comment on the story, and this is really sad. We have a bodybuilder who I guess had eaten about 10,000 calories a day. And I guess he was also known for drinking, I guess, 8 cans of energy drink a day. He was a fitness enthusiast, Dean Wormley, 39 years old. I believe he lived in Great Britain. Unfortunately, he died after a 5.5-year-long battle with liver disease. Apparently, he was obsessed, from what we understand, with, I guess, increasing his physique, increasing his weight, and increasing his size. So he ate 10,000 calories a day of burgers, pizza, bacon sandwiches, washed them down with 7 to 8 cans of energy drink. Now, I don't know if that caused the liver failure, but they say he took anabolic steroids to boost his energy and to help sculpt his muscles. Coroner Lisa Hashmi said she thinks that was the direct cause of his death. I guess she said, I find on the balance of probabilities that in such a fit, health-conscious young man, the most probable cause of his liver tumors was the misuse of anabolic steroids. Although I'm not sure why she said fit, health-conscious, because eating a bunch of calories like that and downing a bunch of energy bars, to me, or energy drinks, does not to me mean, you know, he was putting health first. Okay, that's not, you know, a healthy diet, but I, you know. So she thinks there was a direct causal link with the anabolic steroids and then his liver disease. You know, we don't talk as much about anabolic steroids we used to, you know, on the show because there's been so many other, you know, stories out there, but, and things that we talk about, but, I'm gonna bring up, the topic again, and we're gonna cover it a little bit more because there's a lot of you out there that want to sculpt, that want to look you know, bigger than you are. And, you know, many of you men, are, you know, very unhappy with your physique. And, you know, you're, you know, a little bit more slender. I mean, I think you look good. All right. But, you want to, you know, peacock. You want to have the muscles. You know, maybe it's a, you know, again, I'm not a man. So I, you know, for me, I, you know, want to be smaller than I am. But I can understand for a man, you want to be bigger than you are. I mean, just from an, you know, animalistic instinct, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint, you want to look like you are bigger, have more muscles, people mess with you less, mess with your family less. I get that. I get why you want to look big. The problem is for some of you, if it's not in your genes, it's not going to happen, you know, without putting yourself through a lot, all right, to try to pump up the muscles. And I've seen some patients do this. They come in, and I'm like, you know, your kidneys are off. You know, what's going on here? And you see their physique, and you see how they, and, you know, I could tell, you know, you could tell a person's bone structure. You could tell how a person looks, and you could tell if they're, you know, increasing their muscle mass artificially. And, you know, I'm like, you know, look, you know, we got to look at your liver. We have to look at this. You know, some of you are starting to grow breasts. You know, you start to see the body reject what's happening to it. You know, we had one friend that died of a brain tumor. And, you know, we think it might have been from his anabolic steroid use. These things aren't, you know, super safe, people. And so, you know, can anabolic steroids cause, you know, liver disease? Absolutely. You know, can drinking, you know, 10 energy drinks a day cause it? I'm wondering, maybe. You know, but unfortunately, the man is dead. Father of one, 39-year-old, didn't have to die, so it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they say, you know, many of you that can't sleep, okay, what should you get up and do? Okay, well, we don't want you to get up and, you know, go on Facebook or social media. We don't want you to watch TV. They say, according to one expert, do the dishes, okay? Now, I thought this was a bunch of husbands getting together going, you know what, let's just make the wife do the dishes. You know, I'm sick of coming down, you know, into the kitchen and, you know, seeing the dishes there. Let's have, you know, but no, okay, this wasn't a bunch of husbands from what we understand. According to Healthista, experts say that if you have difficulty, okay, you know, sleeping, okay, one of the things you could do is do, you know, a type of activity that has nothing to do with trying to sleep, has nothing to do with, you know, stimulating, you know, the neurochemicals in your body and, you know, like stimulating your, you know, epinephrine, et cetera, because we don't want to wake you up. Something like washing dishes. See, for me, prepping for my show, see, I'm even yawning just at the thought. What I do right before I want to go to bed, sorry, is I get on the computer, which is not the best thing to do, but I'll start reading some of these articles for the show. And remember, my job is to take a very boring article and make it more interesting for you. And by the time I'm done reading through these articles, okay, I'm ready to fall asleep. The problem is once I try to, you know, interestify it, okay, make it interesting or make it funny, I start to get all, you know, excited again and my, you know, epinephrine kicks in, adrenaline kicks in. So I got to be careful. So usually what I do is I save that part for the early morning. So before I go to bed, I'm like, all right, this is boring, this is boring, this is boring, this is boring. We'll talk about this, we'll talk about this. And then, you know, I got to find a good angle for each of these the next day. And that's what I do. All right, so melatonin is released from your pineal gland, okay? That's deep inside your brain. It makes you relax, drowsy, and ultimately fall asleep. Some of you guys take melatonin and find that it works. Some don't, okay? It's a great natural, you know, sleep inducer. I'm not sure about some of the packaged forms of it and how well they work, but your natural melatonin. Now, the release of your melatonin, it's got its own rhythm over a 24-hour period. It's low during the early day, then it rises at night, and it peaks about 2 a.m. to keep you asleep, okay? So you got to catch that melatonin wave, all right? Now, if you try to keep yourself awake, okay, sometimes you know, if you're a shift worker, which a lot of my patients are out here in Las Vegas, they just don't catch the wave right. So you got to try to get in sync with it. Many of you guys, though, when you lie down and you go to bed, okay, you do the wrong thing. You worry, you panic about going to sleep. This is what experts suggest, according to Daily Mail. Before you lie down, sit on the edge of your bed, close your eyes, and allow any thoughts of unresolved business to arise, and then let them go. Center yourself with your breath, allow your body to relax, allow your mind to relax, breathe, and go. Some of you are like, well, that's kind of a form of meditation. Absolutely. Okay? You know, there's a variety of ways to meditate. You don't have to sit there and hum if you don't want to. Okay? You don't have to do that. All right, but the reason why some people hum is because that's a way to kind of clear their mind. You know, a lot of us, we go to bed, and everything comes back. Oh, my mother-in-law said this, my mother did that, my kid did this, oh, I got to call the school, oh, I got to remember to do this, I got to remember to do this. One thing I would like to add to this is many of us, we try to rethink and put things to memory when we lie down at night, and that keeps you awake. What I want you to do is get up and write everything down. And have it right there on your nightstand next to your alarm, which is basically our cell phones these days, okay? And put that there and then go back to sleep. So you don't have to sit there and go, I got to remember to do this tomorrow. I got to remember to do this tomorrow. See, I do that. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's good. I need to save this on air. I need to save this on air. Just write it down. Have a pad and paper there. Write it down. Date. Write it down. And then look at it. And a lot of you guys, you wake up, you hit the alarm, you go pee, and then you forget about your little notepad. Don't forget about your notepad. You know, another thing I do is I text myself. So then I have a text, a fresh text sitting there. So you could do that. Not that I want you to sit in there, you know, in the dead of night texting yourself, because that's going to wake you up too, especially with that blue screen or the, you know, the screen you're looking at with the blue lights. But it, you know, it's something that you could do to, you know, get that pressure off of trying to remember something. So you sit on the edge of your bed, you close your eye, get rid of the thoughts. Then lie down on your back, maintain a gentle awareness of your breath while relaxing your body and mind deeper with each exhale. Now that's, you know, that's something that we've talked about on the show as well. Okay, you know, kind of putting a little bit of choreography to your breathing. You don't want to force the breath, but you want to remember to breathe. I remember kind of, you know, teaching aerobics, and I was doing some of the Jane Fonda stuff with the class. This is back in the 80s. And, you know, don't forget to breathe, and breathe in, and breathe out. You know, and you know, you're like, okay, what, really? You got to stop and breathe. Don't stop and breathe. Very important to get those breaths in. Extremely important. And sitting there and getting those breaths in, you know, just, it helps. Then you relax and then let go. Say, why are you tired, Simon? After a short while, you'll experience your awareness fading away. When this happens, roll onto your right side, they say. Let go of any remaining awareness and allow yourself to fade into sleep. Okay? Avoid your blue light screens minutes before going to bed. I know I told you guys to text your list. Try to do that before you get into bed. Okay? Maybe when you're sitting on the edge of the bed, that's when you go, okay, well, what do I have to remember for tomorrow? This. Good. And then get it. Go, I'm done. I don't have to think about tomorrow. That's the hardest part, but that's the way to do it. Tell yourself, I don't have to think about this anymore. Nothing's going to change. I don't have to think about this anymore. Okay? And then perpetual activities, like listening to music, you know, walking the dog, washing dishes, that helps too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so breaking news this morning was how all Los Angeles school district schools had to be closed because of a credible threat of violence. What we're finding out is many cities got the threat, according to New York officials. All right. They say New York officials said many cities across the country received the same threat that closed the L.A. school system. Mayor Bill de Blasio told reporters Tuesday that the threat came in the form of a generic email that New York officials quickly concluded that it wasn't credible. Los Angeles school districts did close all of the systems for the 900 schools and 187 public charter schools as a precaution. A law enforcement official briefed on the investigation said the threat involved bombs in students' backpacks. The official was not authorized to speak about an ongoing investigation and insisted on anonymity. I can't say anonymity. Anonymity. District spokeswoman Shannon Haber said the threat was emailed to a school board member late Monday. Now, the threat did shut down the nation's second largest school district, and they say that the email came from what they believe an IP address in Frankfurt, Germany. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more developments on that. And when many of us heard that happened, you know, we knew that it was out of precaution. Okay. I think we've seen enough of these terrorist attacks that many of them won't tell you. They'll just do it. I mean, unless September 11th, they did warn a bunch of people and told a lot of people in North San Bernardino and, nobody took it seriously. They're going back to see, you know, what happened with the couple that, you know, shot up the Christmas party in San Bernardino last week and, said, you know, some of them had, you know, voiced their, you know, support for the jihad, you know, on Facebook. And I nobody did anything about it. You know, it's very interesting to see how, not interesting, it's scary to see, you know, what's been happening, but it is going to be very interesting to see how people take this. You keep hearing in the news, people are saying, quit being politically correct. Okay, I think what we need to do, okay, I mean, rather than just isolate groups is, okay, I think we've seen that you could be of any gender, race, creed, color, okay, belief, and be a complete whack job and be an assassin. Okay, I think we've seen it. You could be a kid and be an assassin, as we saw with Adam Lanza. And so our approach has to be, okay, very, very cautious, all right, very on guard. We don't want to look like we're paranoid. We don't want to let these guys think that they could shut down a whole school system and shut down a city, which is what they successfully did today. All right, I mean, they shut down the school system. The bus drivers and subways had to give the students free rides. People, tens of thousands of people had to leave their jobs to pick up their kids. So it did. It messed with the economy. It messed with the school district. And, from what I understand, they get threats every day. They get threats all the time. I can't imagine the stress these school boards must go through trying to determine which is a credible threat and which isn't. Okay? And I mean, I'm kind of concerned even that there is a formula somehow documented down on when not to believe it, because I'm sure the bad guys could figure out how to try to make a threat using that formula that they decide to not be concerned of as a threat. All right. This German IP address makes you think, okay, well, then it was somebody obviously off site, okay, out of the country. All right. And, yes, somebody could still be the mastermind saying, look, guys, this is what's going to happen. But, you know, what I think we've seen with these terrorists is they just do it. I mean, they want to inflict their harm. They want to do it. And then, let everybody scramble afterwards. So the fact that somebody says, look, we put bombs in student backpacks, it's probably a more common threat. But they said this particular one was concerning because they brought up at least three different schools. And there was something about this that really, really gave them the heebie-jeebies. And so I commend them. I think Los Angeles did one hell of a job. I think they acted quickly. I know the kids are happy skipping school, all right? But it was interesting to see that threat went to a variety of other cities and how, these guys are messing with us. And again, I don't know who these guys are, okay? You know, we can assume that they're the ones responsible for the San Bernardino shooting, but we don't know for sure. But, you know, what should the approach be? It's going to be interesting with tonight's debate because they think national security is going to be the highlight of this. You know, not a lot of people are right now thinking about health care, although many of us are coming up on deadlines with the health insurance exchange, which we're going to be talking about that. So a lot of us are coming up with, on deadlines, and I think a lot of people are like, you know what, to hell with this. It costs too much. Forget it. You know, the health care debacle is just so bad, and so, I you know, it's the least of our problems right now. It's a huge problem, but we got so many other things we're dealing with. I was talking about earlier how in my neck of the woods, we've lost a couple grocery store chains, like Fresh and Easy. I love Fresh and Easy. The prices were right. Food was fresh, and it was easy. I like Fresh and Easy. They had to close down. Okay? We're seeing businesses and chains close down. Yeah, we got an IKEA, and we're all happy about that. And, I mean, that, you know, lights a little bit of fire, you know, in our neck of the woods from an economy standpoint. But, you know, seeing chains and businesses close up shop and leave, that's not what we are expecting when we see an economy that's supposed to be boosting. And it's not. And so, you know, right now, I think a lot of us Americans are very, very concerned. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk. Okay, well, you know, Hillary, you know, which one can beat Hillary? You know, the more I think about it, I don't know if Hillary is as much of a shoo-in. I mean, if they actually bring the voters there in droves and they manipulate, you know, the voters and they, you know, you know, play around with the rules of, you know, who can vote and, you know, allow people that, you know, to double vote, et cetera. Yeah, she could win. But when you talk to the average person, nobody is impressed with nobody. And the idea of change, you don't really hear people go change, change, change. You don't hear people say that word anymore. It's old. Why? Because it was the term that Obama used with Bush. And look at what the change got us. You know, most of us don't have any change anymore. I mean, it's so you notice nobody's really using the term change. Okay? Hillary has to prove that she's not Obama and she'll be better than the Republicans. That's what she's trying to prove. The Republicans are trying to go, look, just vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. Okay? I mean, they have to expend all their energy right now with the primary. And luckily, it's starting to glean down. I think we only have 9 candidates tonight speaking, which is going to, I think, make it a little bit more easier to watch and stomach. Because, gosh, it was exhausting when you're trying to, you know, listen to everybody get their chance to speak and everybody gets their quick little minute or two. And you're like, look, I just want one person now coming out and saying what they're going to do and fix it. And let's just move on because it's exhausting. It's taking a lot of dollars. It's taking a lot of our energy. And I'm sick of this primary. Yes, I think it's healthy. But, you know, the CNN Republican debate, I think it's going to get a boost in the ratings better than the last one because I think people are like, okay, look, the primary's coming up. Let's do this. Everybody make a decision. I want to make sure that whoever the front runner is really knows what the hell he's doing. I mean, Trump did a pretty good job with the crowd yesterday. There was about a crowd of 4,000 people. And, I mean, he showed his dominance and he, you know, showed his strength and he kept us cool. A lot of protesters there. He kept us cool. And, you know, so tonight is all about, you know, Trump, you know, ensuring people, look, if I get the nomination, I'm going to knock this out of the park. Okay. And, you know, convince everybody that he's still not a Clinton plant. Okay. You know, that's what his job is tonight. The, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz starting to fight in the polls. Ben Carson still trying to keep his head above water as he's been slipping in the polls. Carly Fiorina still trying to make a, you know, a point. But, I think, part of the next agenda may be a vice presidential one where, you know, who would be the best partner with whoever the front runner is. So it's, I think we're done. I think we're exhausted. And, you know, with what happened today with L.A., you know, we want somebody who's going to handle things. Hillary Clinton's national security and foreign policy is not a strong point. So that, you know, that's going to be something that's definitely brought up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what do we got for you here? There was a case of meningococcal disease found at an Indiana elementary school. Elementary school. So health officials are investigating that. The Fort Wayne Allen County Health Department said Monday that the case is at St. Joseph Central Elementary School in the Fort Wayne Community School District. Now, the disease is bacterial. There's viral meningitis, and then there's bacterial. Health officials say the affected person is under medical supervision and no longer at the school. The health department says it's working with state and federal health authorities and school officials to identify people who had close contact with the infected person. The disease is not spread through casual contact, so we could relax a little bit, but still, pretty serious stuff. All students, faculty, and staff at the school will receive free antibiotics Tuesday as a preventative measure, but health officials say the risk of transmission is low. Meningococcal disease, very, very scary, very, very deadly. You know, we see this in young kids and young newborns. And then we also see this in college age, which is why we recommend the meningococcal vaccine when kids are going off to college or going off to the military. But when you see it in an elementary school, that's one of the age groups where we don't see a lot of it. And now, what are some signs? Signs are severe headache, severe neck pain, not wanting to move the neck, high fever, irritability. You are uncomfortable because the infection is affecting your meninges, the lining of the brain, meningococcal bacteria that affect the meninges. And the meninges is the lining of the brain and your spinal cord, neurological system. And so you feel it through your cerebral spinal fluid along your head and your neck, and it is painful. I could always tell somebody coming into my office with meningitis, and then we have to immediately put them into isolation because they don't want to get out of the car. You know, have you ever had a real, real stiff neck, and you're like, I really can't even bend my neck to get into the car? Imagine that, but 100 times worse. You do not want to get into your car or get out of the car. It's that bad, and that's how I know you have meningitis. Not just an X-ray. And so it's scary. And, you know, we get the hospital involved and they put you in isolation so people don't get exposed. And then we, you know, treat family members. So we'll keep you posted on that. And hopefully the child is doing well. This is interesting. From the Drudge Report, they say artificial intelligence doctors and virtual reality vacations are on the horizon. They say robot doctors, virtual reality vacations, and smart toothbrushes are some of the things we could expect to see in the not-so-distant future, according to Stanford and Duke researcher and lecturer Vivek Wadha. Speaking to a crowd of more than 300 people in Palm Beach in December at billionaire Jeff Green's Closing the Gap conference, I guess it addressed the growing divide between the wealthy and the poor and how the rise of the machines might kill white-collar jobs. I think also blue-collar jobs as well. Wadha sketched a sci-fi vision of the future, and which he thinks will soon be a reality. The future is going to be happening much, much faster than everyone imagined, which I think we all could agree on, because technology advances are doing so with so much speed. I mean, look at what happened with the iPhones. Whoa. What we did between, say, I mean, I had a beeper, okay, in the late 90s. I think I had a beeper all the way till 2000, okay? And I didn't really have a cell phone. I don't think when I was, but I mean, cell phones were starting to get big by the late 90s. And then by 2000s, that's when the cell phone craze went crazy. So between the last 15 years, we have just seen enormous advances. Just on that alone, I mean, to where you're taking pictures, cameras are starting to be obsolete. Small cameras. I mean, you're seeing industries fall because your cell phone's handling it all. Calculators. Yeah, your calculator is your phone these days. It's crazy. Your map is your phone. Anyway. They said it took more than a century ago from Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone to Gordon Gekko's Wall Street. They say 2 decades later, we had the first iPhone. In 2010, $1,000 would buy a computer with the computational power of a mouse brain. They say soon you are going to be getting computers with their brains as strong as a human. They say in about 7 or 8 years, the iPhone 12 will have the same computing power that you do. That scares me because I don't think the phone's going to like me. Do I really want a phone as smart as a human? Okay, you know, the phone's going to be like, Dahlia, quit spinning when you talk, please. Thank you. Beep. Excuse me? Yeah, and by the way, quit speaking too loud. Okay, I mean, I'm right here. I'm your iPhone. I'm right by your mouth. Quit speaking too loud, please. Really? Yeah. And by the way, that lipstick does not even match your skin tone. Can you please stop it with the frosts? Okay. Thank you. I do not want my iPhone, okay, to speak like a human, please. Man, I would be scared to death. All right. They say one of the biggest areas for innovation is in the medical field. Oh, Lord have mercy. Today there are medical encyclopedia apps that causes, I guess, cases that turn smartphones into heart monitors and devices. Yeah, my prediction is you're going to pee on your phone, and that'll be your pregnancy test. So some of you guys, gosh, am I pregnant? Or do I have an STD? So you're going to take the phone out, and you're going to pee on it. And then I'll be like, yep, you got gonorrhea. Or yep, you're pregnant. That's my prediction. Okay, and yeah, I mean, there'll be some wipes that they'll sell. And devices can be attached to phones to test for, oh, there we go, cancer and STD. See? Apple's open source software platform research kit. Yeah, I wonder fertility, too. You know, for guys. Yep, there was sperm in that. Yep, you're good to go. Go ahead. Go make a baby. Research kit lets medical researchers collect data from the millions of iPhone users around the world and also deliver tests for things like asthma and Parkinson's. By the way, you know they're watching you. Okay, Google knows if you have an STD before you do. Why? Because you're Googling, it burns when I pee, how long until gonorrhea symptoms show up. Does anybody know who this girl is? They already know you got gonorrhea before you even go to the doctor. Is that spooky? So they say medicine is becoming digital. According to Wadha, he thinks we'll eventually be able to use artificial intelligence instead of doctors for much of our health care. He envisions our devices monitoring us constantly and even sending text messages when we eat too much pie or when we're on the verge of becoming sick and need to take preventative measures. Dahlia, yes, iPhone. I think you're constipated. Well, I haven't even hit the bathroom yet. No, I think you're constipated. I want you to go and take a fiber pill, like, now. Well, I... Really? Yeah, by the way, you're going to get hemorrhoids once that fiber pill kills in, so take a suppository, too. Here. Here's your prescription. I already called it into the pharmacy. I'm supposed to trust you and use a suppository? Yep, I'm your iPhone. I'm the iPhone 12. Oh, you got a point there. All right, I'll go get a suppository. That's how it's going to be, guys. All right? And you don't have to pay copay. Because you already paid for your iPhone. People are going to love that. I mean, I won't because I'm a doctor. I'll be out of a job. But medicine is becoming digital. You're not going to need as many doctors. So this doctor shortage, which scares the hell out of me, is going to be overtaken by computers. So we got medical monitoring. There's going to be smart refrigerators, smart toothbrushes, smart shower heads. Uh-oh. If our shower head could talk, that's going to be scary. Wadha also painted a picture of major virtual reality advancements. In the 2020s, we'll be visiting different planets. I'd like to visit my planet with Michael Fassbender, please, at lunchtime and going on vacations to Tahiti. And it'll cost practically nothing. Now, that would be cool. I have never been to Maine. I would really like to go to Maine. And can you imagine just sitting there in your living room, putting that on, you know, and then, you know, yeah, you know, I would love that. Or, you know, go fishing and then you catch a big fish. Many of the breakthroughs will, I guess, lift millions out of poverty, they say. I don't understand how, because I see, solar technology. But they say in the beginning, though, it's going to displace millions of jobs because technology is going to replace humans. There was an NPR analysis from the Census Bureau that truck drivers have the most popular job in 29 states. But they say that line of work may be unlikely to survive as we start seeing self-driving vehicles. No, I love our truckers. You know how the truckers prevent me from getting tickets? Because they warn me that a cop is coming. I love the cops, but I really love the truckers because, you know, they flash me and so then I know, you know, that a cop's coming. So, huh. All right, automobile, you're going to have autonomous cars. They might push people farther. Driverless vehicles, now we're going to have to, that'll be kind of nice, you know, kind of like True Lies? They had the drive. No, it wasn't True Lies. It was Total Recall. Yeah, that's what they had. That would scare me. Dahlia, your iPhone told me that you're having a vaginal infection, so we're driving you to the gynecologist. No, I need to go to the studio. I have to broadcast. Nope, we are taking you to the gynecologist. But can you abort? Please abort and let me crash, force stop the app. Nope, sorry, your iPhone said you have a medical condition. We are driving you now to the gynecologist. All right, fine, I'll go to the gynecologist. That's what's going to happen, people. I don't know if I like it. I'm not looking forward to that at all. I think my business needs to be my business. Okay, and whatever the showerhead sees, that does not need to be Google's. Google's knowledge. All right, well, that's what we got going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.